How safe is the food you are buying at stores throughout Washtenaw County? Do you know? I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. The safety of our food was brought to the fore back in May when a man was caught allegedly putting mouse poison and other materials on exposed foods at several grocery stores. In addition to those incidents, there have been national reports of salmonella and listeria contamination in packaged food products. Our guest this morning is tracking all of this information for you. Her name is Kristen Schwakoffer and is Environmental Health Director at Washtenaw County Public Health. And good morning to you, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start here. For all of our concerns, for all of the food recalls we experience, and for the rare incidents of intentional food contamination, food safety in our county and in our country is probably the best in the world, isn't it?
We do an excellent job of trying to make sure that our food is safe to eat.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration comes under a lot of scrutiny for these issues in its monitoring and regulation practices. Do you think there is more to be done, or are we at a level where we can feel comfortable?
I think that this is an area that there's always more to be done because we're always learning more about how our food is produced and what some of those risks to that food might be. So again, I think there's always work to be done, and this is an ever-growing and changing field.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking food safety with Kristen Schwakoffer. Kristen is Environmental Health Director at Washtenaw County Public Health. Let's step back for a moment. It was just about a month ago in May, a 29-year-old man was caught on video putting some sort of compound on exposed food items. It was later determined the liquid was comprised of mouse poison, hand sanitizer, and water. Kyle Bessemer is now going through the legal proceedings for those actions. Kristen, when the public health department gets notified that you have an incident like this, what becomes your immediate protocol?
Right. So our first and foremost concern is, what is the risk to public health? What is the current risk to food safety? When we first learned about this incident, it was my understanding that a Whole Foods employee saw this individual putting something on the food and addressed it immediately. That employee then went and worked with their team, got all of the food off the shelves so that customers would no longer be able to purchase it. So at that time, we thought that the risk was very low. Come to find out, once the suspect was caught and interviewed, he had allegedly done this at several other locations. So we went back and worked with our state and federal partners, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, who actually oversees grocery store inspections, as well as the FBI, to determine, you know, where were those locations, to get that information out to the public.
And all of that information came out very quickly.
It did.
And I think that the community is grateful. How closely is your department then working with area stores to enhance safety measures to try and accommodate when these rare occurrences happen?
Right. So this was a great example. Unfortunately, you know, I don't believe there were any illnesses directly associated with it, although certainly, you know, that's still under some investigation. But it's a good wake-up call to say, always, if you see something, say something. You know, our food is available to the public and, you know, in a grocery store. There is a possible risk because it is exposed and those are ready-to-eat foods. That being said, that risk is very low because, again, people are very diligent. And if someone sees something suspicious, they're likely going to say something. And this incident really brought that to the forefront. I can tell you that we're communicating that information to our restaurants as well as our grocery store partners as well to remind them that these things are a risk and to be vigilant.
And I think certainly Whole Foods can be very grateful that it had such a diligent employee to do exactly the right thing and in quick fashion.
Absolutely.
Once again, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we continue our conversation on local food safety with Washtenaw Public Health Environmental Health Director Kristen Schwakoffer. And the more frequent and bigger issues probably come in the form of packaged foods, right? I mean, contamination at some point at the processing factories or in our grocery stores, and that is where we get most of our foodborne illness.
Well, I think that those are the ones that we definitely hear more about in the news because, you know, you're using some very sophisticated laboratory detective work at that point to connect perhaps an illness in Michigan with one in Nebraska, with one in Texas. So again, you're using these large systems because these foods are widely distributed to then look at that fingerprint, that unique fingerprint of a particular pathogen around various locations.
How prevalent are foodborne illnesses in Washtenaw County?
So we get reports of foodborne illness on a regular basis. I would say over the course of a year, we probably have anywhere between 80 and 120 reported to us. Those are unconfirmed illnesses. Those are people who haven't gone to a doctor for the most part and are just thinking that perhaps they got sick from some food they ate. Our public health department also investigates confirmed illnesses that are often associated with food, like the salmonella and the listeria that you mentioned. And they investigate those. What we look at is, what was their food eating history? Most people think it was the last thing that they ate. That's not always the case, so we want to make sure that there might not have been other exposures.
So for some of these illnesses, there is a gestation period where it may have been 2 or 3 days ago or longer.
Correct, absolutely. Yeah, it's not uncommon for it to be something you ate yesterday, 2 or 3 days ago, and for something like an E. coli that we hear a lot about in the news, most often that's 4 or 5 days ago.
Now, in food preparation, that's where there's a lot of danger as well, and area restaurants are obviously regularly inspected by Washtenaw County to ensure the food being served to customers is safe and healthy. Overall, how are we doing on that front?
We do an excellent job. We are very fortunate to have such a conscientious restaurant community that works really hard to make sure that the food in those restaurants is safe to eat.
Washtenaw County is also an area with a lot of farmers markets, and there are many local food options at our grocery stores. Do those products tend to be more safe or less safe?
That's a tough question to answer. I would say certainly, again, those farmers are very conscientious of their products. They're doing everything they can to make sure that they're delivering safe, quality products to those farmer markets and grocery stores. Certainly, again, they're smaller sourced, and they're often less processed. So anytime there's less steps involved, there's usually less risk involved as far as food safety. So typically those foods can be more safe because there's less processing and less risk along the way.
Based on the conscientious manner in which food is dealt with in Washtenaw County and based on your statistical gathering, do we find that Washtenaw County is ahead of the curve as compared to the rest of the state of Michigan or perhaps the country when it comes to food safety?
Well, we have a lot of foodborne illness outbreaks reported here, and I think part of that is because we have a conscious and savvy public who know to report illnesses to be investigated. So while we may have higher numbers of reports, I think we're looking more at a true and actual temperature of what's actually out in our community, because our community knows to contact the county health department if they're feeling ill, and then we can go ahead and investigate that. Whereas maybe in other communities, they don't know who to contact, or they're just not interested in following up.
In most instances, you would never suspect that you are about to get sick from food until such time the symptoms hit you. Mm-hmm. So as we talk about food, what questions can we have answered? What's the best advice for dealing with food we are about to buy or just brought home that we may have any suspicion about?
Absolutely. Well, again, if you're concerned about like an intentional food contamination, certainly if the product doesn't seem to meet your expectations, don't eat it. But if it's just general food safety and you're trying to be have safe food handling practices in your home, washing your hands, keeping your raw meats separate from any of your ready-to-eat foods, keeping cold foods cold and hot foods hot are all great ways to help prevent illness in your home.
I thank you so much for your time. I feel better informed already.
Thank you.
That is Kristen Schwakoffer. Kristen is Washtenaw Public Health Environmental Health Director, and I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw Environmental Health Division, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.